Hey, this is Living Dead, and here's another episode of Twatic Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about a semi-new word processor, which has been released by none other than Google. From what I've heard about it and seen, it wasn't actually created by them, but it was bought by them. But the really interesting part about it is that it's not a normal word processor like you might think. I mean, there's Microsoft Word, there's WordPerfect, and some other ones out there. But this one's all based on an internet browser. It's mostly written with JavaScript for the front end and what seems to be like PHP for the back end, though I'm not sure what else they use in it. So you need JavaScript enabled to use it, which is kind of a thing I don't like about it, but I mean, it works, and it's pretty cool out there. I've been playing around a little bit trying to find some XSS exploits in it. With no luck for that, they actually do some pretty good filtering on it, making sure that no one can do that. I haven't tried anything with SQL injection, though I doubt they'd be anything in there that's vulnerable to it, or easily accessible anyways. Before I go talking about how to use it and everything, let me talk about some cool features in it. First off, it comes with a full-featured blogging engine that you can publish all your stuff to. If you're one of those blogger people, I don't really like that kind of stuff, but whatever. All your files can be saved online, which means that you don't have to actually have storage space on your computer. It's all saved on their server, which, number one, is probably a lot more reliable than yours, and number two, they have more backups than you do, probably doing them at least weekly, maybe daily, depending on what they need to do for their servers. Like every other Google product, it's still in beta, though it works pretty well. It's alright. I don't really plan on using it that often because I have a copy of Word and OpenOffice installed on here, so I really don't have a use for it all that much, except maybe for keeping storage of my documents online, which will just be easier if I'm ever at school and need a project printed out or something that I don't have with me or got ruined or something. So it's also handy to have it all up there without having to go on your computer through a computer there, do an FTP or remote desktop or something like that. There's also a print feature in there, which allows you to print to your printer locally there from the browser. It prints like a normal document would, not the whole web page. And then one of the other coolest features in it is the collaborate feature, which allows you to collaborate with other people and write a document. So if you're working on some sort of project with other people or speech or something, you can have someone editing it there with you. And the last feature before I go into actually using it is it supports uploading of actual files from Microsoft Office or from OpenOffice, and allows you to save it as an OpenOffice file, Microsoft document file, or PDF. It's similar to how you would see the menus from OpenOffice, if you're familiar with using that or not. So now that I've piqued your interest, though, we'll go into actually using it. To get to their website, where the actual application is, you're going to go to writely.com, writely.com. From here, you're going to need to sign up for a new account. Unfortunately, your Gmail account won't let you use it on here. There may be plans to do it in the future, I don't know, but you're going to have to go and set up your own account on here. Once you set that up, you're going to have to check your email account that you signed up with, and look for a confirmation link or code. You're going to have to go and type that in, and it's going to activate your account. Once activated, you can go in and create a new document there, or go manage the documents you have saved on there. So let's go ahead and we'll open up a new document, and from here we have something that looks like your standard editor. It's a little different graphic-wise, but I mean, it has everything you'd normally see there. You got file, tag, insert, change, style, font, font size. So, I mean, you got the normal things you'd need to. You can change everything about the fonts and everything. There's actually a few fonts that come with it. not a ton of them, but I mean enough that you have what you need. You got bold, italics, underline, hyperlink, spell check, save it, and you got refresh document, which just, I'm not sure exactly what it does. I think it just refreshes the page. Then if you go over to the right a little bit, you'll see a preview. This will show you what the actual document will look like. There's also an HTML there, which will print out all the HTML on the page. Actually, the whole document there, but it will have HTML. It'll work with HTML more specifically there. And within the preview link, it'll show you HTML drawn pages, which you can actually throw links on there. This is where I tried doing the XSS, and it was unsuccessful. So you can give it a try if you want to try and find something, but I haven't had a lot of luck with it. If you hit back, you'll see some more little links up there. You got the edit, which is just to edit the actual document. Then you got collaborate, which will allow you to collaborate with other people and sync with other people so you can work on a document together. You have publish, which allows you to actually publish a document and give people a link to show them the actual document. Then you have the blog, which will let you set up your blog here. And then you have revisions, which will show you all the revisions made to your document, and you can go back in time to them and look at them, see who they're changed by, and see what was revised in it. Unfortunately, I haven't really had much of a chance to play around with this, so I don't have much to talk about, but go and play around with it. It's actually a pretty cool tool, and it's there for whenever you need it. Just to make your life easier. I know I'll probably do a few things on there just to play around with it, get some of my homework on there, see how well it works. Unfortunately, it could be a big privacy issue as far as people publishing resumes on there. I'm not sure how easy it is to get people's information or what their algorithm is for publishing pages. It may be easy to find confidential information people may have on there. I mean, I don't know what kind of things people put on their Word documents, probably financial information, their addresses, other contact information. They may not want getting out, so that may be a big thing that Google has to worry about, or people have to worry about who actually decide to use this. This has been another episode of Twa Tech Radio. Your host, Livin' Dead. Email is livin'dead@gmail.com. And come over to the Twa Tech website. We need some more hosts on here. We're actually getting people not submitting their episodes on time. If you want to do one episode, do some backup episodes, or if you get the monthly calendar, it's fine. We just need some episodes done. We're all doing as many as we can just to get them out on time. Make sure you have one every day. So, I mean, if you like it, come do one for us.